This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The language and content on this podcast may be unsuitable for certain audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to episode 69 of the Dread Indian Show, and you can now become a millionaire by sleeping at a Burger King next to you. That's cause a Burger King franchise in the States was ordered to pay at least $8 million to a customer after he slipped in that restaurant and needed back surgery. That's nice, man. I mean, I can slip and I'm okay with even $4 million. We'll see what exactly are the details on that story. Also, Neuralink's brain chip has been officially approved for human trials in the US. Wow. Also, chips just make me hungry. And finally, a woman has lost $450,000, almost 4 crore rupees, to a scammer who posed as a French wine trader on dating app Hinge. How can people be so stupid? Anyways, moving to the first news piece, which is about this Burger King franchise that has to pay like $8 million. So my first question is, why does Burger King have to pay for this guy's mistake? I mean, this guy should have paid attention, right? He slipped. Yes, he did slip in the Burger King, but it's not like the employees pushed him or he slipped on a burger which the employee had put on the floor and made it slippery. Or those are the only reasons where he can blame Burger King directly. Otherwise, it's kind of stupid. So, and you tell me which back surgery cost $8 million. Do they put like a Swarovski kind of a diamond studded spine? Otherwise, what's the point of asking so much money in damages? And he slipped next to the restroom. That place is always wet. Just like the female fans at a Harry Styles concert. So you get what I'm saying, right? I mean, there are multiple occasions like this where people slip and fall and get injured at a restaurant, but they don't kind of sue the restaurant. So now this guy, after he knows that he can just, you know, like slip anywhere and kind of sue that place and get money in return, tomorrow this guy can, maybe go to a Hooters and drink lots of beer, get pissed drunk, and then pass out and hit his head against something. And then what does he do? Does he sue like Hooters for the beer being really good? No, he can't do that. But maybe he can do that. And I think actually I also should go and try this. And to be honest, I think after this, Burger King might just stop having restrooms. They'll be like, you want to go and poop and pee? Please get out of here. Please get out of here. Just move out. Take your shit somewhere else. Literally. And see, this doesn't happen in India. I mean, if you slip and fall, the waiters laugh at you. Maybe someone might come to help you. But then you get all embarrassed. And you kind of pick up yourself and, you know, you dust yourself and you walk out even if you're injured. And you just get embarrassed and walk out of that restaurant and never come back again out of embarrassment. That's how it is in India. We don't even have a sue culture. I've never heard of anyone being sued in India ever. And the only sue word that we have is susu, which means, pee. So, susu. So, you guys have pee pee, we have susu. But what I'm trying to say is, we don't sue anybody in our country. But guys in the States are like going crazy and laughing all the way to the bank. But sadly, we can't say the same for the brands that are being sued, because they have to pay all this money. $8 million. That's, what is $8 million? 8 million, 1 million is 8 crore rupees. It is a 64 crore rupees. I mean, with 8 million, you can buy a nice house in the States. You can buy a great house in India. So, that's a lot of money for just slipping and falling. And like I said, in the US, you know, people are suing everyone left, right and center. And so I researched, as always, to see what are the craziest lawsuits ever filed. And you'll be shocked, because like people are really stupid to take these things to the court. And I don't know how the court also entertains all these people in the States. It's more like a comedy show happening over there. So if you want to see like a live comedy show and you want something new, just go to such cases that have been heard in the court. Like this one in 2017, a man sued his date for being on her phone constantly all throughout the date. He sued her for that. And obviously that case was dismissed. But how can you have the balls to go to a court and say that I'm suing this girl for XYZ. And for an XYZ amount also. Similarly, someone sued Subway because the footlong sandwich was not footlong according to him. The sandwich he got was 11 inches and not 12 inches. The guy eventually lost, I think, because maybe that particular bread was like a little soft, or maybe the weather was just too cold, so it shrunk. Like, you know, a lot of other things that shrink when it's cold, guys know better. Okay, now this lawsuit also didn't make sense to me, but somehow this guy won the lawsuit and got like money in return. So a customer was disappointed that Red Bull did not energize them, and so he sued the company. So they said that the company lacked evidence to claim the beverage could improve one's focus, and Red Bull eventually settled out of court and agreed to pay $640,000 to that person. Interesting. I need to start searching for products like that kind of misadvertise. In 2012, a kidnapper sued the hostages for escaping, and obviously he lost and he was jailed. In 2012, again, I think 2012 was like a crazy sue year, where people are just suing everybody for like silly reasons. A husband sued his wife over having an ugly baby. And at that point, she admitted she had several plastic surgeries before they had met. He sued on the grounds of false pretenses, claiming she misled him by hiding her cosmetic history. He won the case, and his wife was made to pay him more than $120,000. Wow. States is interesting, but that's so weird. I mean, how can you tell that the baby is ugly? Because all babies are cute. I mean, I've never seen a baby that's ugly. All of them are cute. I mean, then eventually when people grow older, you kind of but yeah, all babies are cute. This guy directly saw that the baby is ugly and then sued, and there was actually a reason. That I mean, but even then, how I need to you guys also, if you'll get a chance, please go and check about this story. You know, 2012, husband sues his wife for having an ugly baby. They can actually make a movie out of this. I don't know, maybe let's see. Netflix might do it. They are kind of catching weird stories and making it into documentaries. Like, they had another documentary about this Ukrainian baby, which they thought she was a baby, and they kind of adopted her, this American family. And later they realized that she was not a baby, but she was a fully grown 22-year-old adult who was having this kind of a medical condition where she looked like a baby, and she was trying to kill the parents, and she was trying to talk shit to the kids. My God. And Netflix has made a documentary on that. So yep, go and check that out as well. They should sue the baby for trying to kill them. I think that's legit enough a reason to sue someone. Also, we have a woman who blamed the scary poster of a TV show for causing her to fall and get an injury. She lost her balance initially on the steps, and then she lost the case as well. I think this was for the show Dexter, if I'm not wrong, so the poster. But still, I mean, what crap? This is similar to the guy slipping in the Burger King. So you see a poster and it's scary and then you slip. So, okay, let's sue the show. That's stupid. But talking about stupid, this next case is even more stupid. So one man, he sued a beer company, as in their ad, it showed that after drinking the beer, you get transported to the beach with lovely ladies. And he claimed that the beer ad caused him emotional distress, mental injury and financial loss, because he was never transported to the tropical islands with beautiful ladies around him. Obviously, he lost the suit, and I'm sure the judge must have laughed at him. You know, for all these silly lawsuits, they should have a separate court called the funny lawsuit court or something. They should do that, because whenever anything which is like really silly, where my sandwich is not a foot long, or my baby is ugly, or I'm not transported to a particular place after drinking a beer, such cases are too funny and frivolous. So yeah, they should go to the funny court. And see, this can be a really nice reality show where, I mean, I think currently there's a show where Steve Harvey is a judge and he takes like real cases. But you can have this case, this show where you take all these funny random cases where people sue anybody for like any silly reason, and then talk about those cases and try to find out why these guys had the balls to come and legally sue these people. So yeah, that would be a fun comedy show where everybody can laugh except for the guy who's trying to sue the other person. Because he is the person laughed at eventually. And finally, now this is again really stupid, like all the other cases. A man sued Michael Jordan for looking too much like him. Wow. He sued the basketball legend and Nike for promoting Jordans, and he sued them, guess for how much? More than $800 million. He claimed that he had been confused for Jordan every day in the last 15 years and that it had caused him permanent injury and emotional pain and suffering. Oh my god, that's so sad that people who never knew him before are now approaching him and are taking pictures with him. Oh my god, that's such an emotional injury, right? And you should sue people because this, rather than actually just making a fortune out of it and kind of taking pictures with people on the Las Vegas Strip. Stupid. Didn't get the $800 million and now I don't know whether he's even making any money off it. Again, please go and research about him. But yeah, very, very frivolous and stupid cases that people sue, random people for. So the next time you guys kind of slip and fall somewhere at a McDonald's, at a Burger King, at a Wendy's, or I don't know, Krispy Kreme, or any of these fast food places, try your luck. That is if you're in the States. If you're not in the States, then forget about it, get embarrassed, and don't ever eat from that place again. Just order the food home through Zomato. But moving on to the next news. So Neuralink's brain chip has been officially approved for human trials. Wow. So the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration of the United States, has officially approved Elon Musk's Neuralink company to begin human trials. This is really big because the last I remember, they were testing these chips on monkeys. And I remember this monkey was able to play like video games like Tetris with his mind. But then again, that was just a monkey. So you can only imagine the kind of capabilities that the human brain can have if a chip is inserted in it. That, or either the harmful effects that this chip might have on the human brain, that will only be known as time progresses. I'm not being negative about this, but just inserting anything electrical in my brain is a bit scary. So according to Neuralink's website, they are aiming to design a fully implantable, cosmetically invisible brain computer interface to let you control a computer or a mobile device anywhere you go. Interesting. And Elon has said Neuralink would be helping treat brain and spinal injuries for nearly a decade, as well as addressing morbid obesity and other health conditions. See, this is fine. Using the Neuralink's chip to kind of treat medical conditions, like just a few days ago there was news where a guy who was paralyzed below the waist because of a cycling injury that he had, but they kind of used I think like an electrical box or something which was kind of connected to his spine, and that kind of sends some kind of electrical charge through his brain and the spine. And that helped him coordinate the movement, and now he's able to walk again with the help of a walker or a cane. So, see, for these reasons, using chips, totally fine, because these guys need a second chance. Otherwise, that or they stay paralyzed. So, yeah, there's no harm in trying this, put the chip, see if it works. And by God's grace, this man is walking. So, hopefully, and this is obviously Elon Musk's company. So, going by his past record, everything that he touches is gold. So, yeah, this also will be good. So, for health reasons, great. But to kind of put a chip in my head just so I can kind of play some music on Spotify or log into my Gmail, no. Like I said, call me old school, but I'm okay with typing my email and my password manually. And also telling how many of the images are traffic light images to kind of prove that I'm human. That's what I'm okay with. But putting a chip in, no. And also, Elon has mentioned, you will be able to control a computer or your phone with this chip embedded in your brain. So also you will be able to, maybe just think about an email and type it out and send it to whoever you want. So basically, it sounds telepathic, but what you're doing is you're kind of sending you're sending a command through the chip to your particular email address to write the email and then send it. So, but yeah, it's kind of telepathy. And in this process, if this eventually becomes quite normal, where people are sending emails just by shutting their eyes, like, 1 second, let me just send an email to my boss. So I'll not be able to come because I have diarrhea. That's one of the only excuses I've ever used to kind of take like a holiday. That or maybe some of my family members are sick and stuff. But yeah, diarrhea has just been my best friend all throughout my work career. So, yay, diarrhea. But yeah, so you shut your eyes and you imagine the mail, you kind of check it out, you write things, and then suddenly maybe your mind gets diverted somewhere and you end up typing something wrong. Maybe you kind of say something that you really feel about your boss, like what a cunt, and that also goes in that mail. Maybe somehow your deeper thoughts are kind of conveyed in that mail, and you don't know about it, but the mail is sent, and then you get a reply from your boss on email, which is hand typed by him the old school way, and then he's like, oh, so you think I'm a cunt, and you're like, what, oh shit, Elon, and then you sue Elon Musk. But yeah, obviously there will be a clause in that which will say that if you don't care, it's your email, so think about them and send them with precaution. But yeah, so these things can happen, and for that precise reason I don't want to kind of put a chip into my head and kind of send emails. But like I said, anything which is related to health and for medical reasons, and knee replacement surgery or a pacemaker or putting things inside your body so you can survive, that I'm fine with. But just putting a chip in my head so I can tell Alexa to play some good music, or just to Alexa, play some good music.
Playing songs by Tatsuro Yamashita from Spotify.
Alexa, stop. See, this is fine. I'm okay with telling her and telling Alexa. I can't take her name because then she'll play some songs again. But yeah, this I'm fine with. But putting a chip just so I can do the same things by shutting my eyes and then, no, I'm not okay with the idea of someone cutting my brain open and putting a chip inside my head. No way. So Neuralink's Twitter page said that recruitment is not yet open for our clinical trials. We'll announce more information on this soon. Recruitment? Wait, is this going to be some kind of a job? Because I thought that generally such tests of all such tech are done on prison inmates. As they show in the sci-fi movies, right? Because anyways, especially the inmates that are on death row. So these guys are anyways going to be killed, so they test all these things. I think it's in X-Men or some other movie where they test all this science fiction technology on them, and then the monsters are created. So yeah, but I think they want normal humans and they want to test it, and people will get paid for that. So let's see what's the amount for it, and but no matter how huge the sum of money is, I am not going to like volunteer. I'm not going to allow anybody to cut my brain open. Sorry, no way. But if you guys are interested and you guys want to make a quick buck, again, people in the States, I don't know whether they'll have recruiting stations all over the world, but yeah, try your luck and make some extra money and be ahead of everyone in this technological race. On that very note, we come to the end of episode number 69 of the Dread Indian Show. I hope you guys had a fun time. And what movie should I recommend you guys to watch? I was watching this movie, Stardust, which is about a star falling, and I started watching the movie, but I got bored. So then later I decided I'll just revisit Godfather 1 and 2, because mafia movies are really cool. There's also Boys in the Hood, which I just started watching, and it seems kind of interesting, because I think Ice Cube is in it, and the guy from Matrix, I forgot, Morpheus is in it. Morpheus is young. So it looks nice. It's a movie from the 90s, 97. So it's a movie in the hood, based on the hood. So yeah, you can check that out. But yeah, visit Godfather 1 and 2 again, just like I'm doing. And if not, just chill with your friends, have a fun time, and have a great week, and keep smiling.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1,000 US.
Why would anyone win 1,000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to the Dread Indian Show. And if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the EPLog Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcasts, do rate and review the Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? No, not on Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias @Dread Indian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.